Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
With summer around the corner, U.S. officials have a warning for Americans who will inevitably be looking for ways to beat the heat. Some public pools may pose a serious health hazard. Every year, thousands of public pools, hot tubs, water playgrounds are forced to close due to serious health and safety violations, including contamination problems that could make people sick, according to a report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that was released today. While officials note they don't want to discourage Americans from enjoying swimming, which is an extremely healthy form of exercise, they say public should be aware of the issues and do their part in keeping the public pools safe. Nobody should get sick or hurt when visiting a public pool, hot tub, or water playground. So some things that you can do, and the highest proportion, this seems like common sense, but the highest proportion of closures were in kiddie or wading pools. So really, if you're going to go to a public pool, if you have small children, make sure that they shower off and or go to the bathroom first. That would seem obvious, but you never know. So many parents do not do that. If they are a diaper child, then you want to make sure that they have a clean diaper when they go in. And if you notice, which you do as a parent, you notice when a child is doing their business, then you get them out of the pool quickly, because that is one of the single ways that these pools will close. And according to this report, contamination commonly occurs when people suffer from diarrhea go to the swimming pool. That's nice. And when fecal matter rinses off children in the pool. Swim diapers do not prevent feces, urine, or infectious pathogens from contaminating the water, the authors note. So the public can do their part by avoiding getting into the pool that they're suffering when they're suffering from diarrhea. And for parents to check, as just I said, the children's diapers and take them for regular bathroom breaks every hour. So you can also use a test strip if you're a pool goer. If you're somebody who's really like that, you can go get one of those test strips and you can look for, then they're usually available at pool supply stores, and you can look for, you know, the chlorine concentration and bromine concentration. You want to make sure that it's at least 3 parts per million in pools and at least 4 in hot tubs and spas. And chlorine, you want at least 1 part per million in pools and at least 3 in hot tubs and spas. Another thing that you can do to avoid infection is wear shoes if you're going to be in the shower. If you're going to be before, you know, if you go into the shower before you go into the hot tub or pool, make sure you wear shoes. If you're in a workout room, you know, you wear shoes in that locker room because yikes. So you want to make sure to inspect if you have open wounds and things. Don't get in the pool. And if you do, make sure it's sufficiently covered with a good gauze Band-Aid or something like that. Really wash everything off. And taking a shower, people, you see them, they just walk right past those little showers. So you definitely want to make sure that your children are clean, that their diapers are clean, that they've gone to the bathroom. And then all of these things will help to keep the public safer in general. And while we're talking about safety, summer safety is something that we're looking at for the summer. You know, we talk about it on our Healthy Children show every Wednesday that you can hear at 11 a.m. Central Time right here on Radio MD. And that's with the American Academy of Pediatrics and their pediatric experts. It's a great show, and it's great for parents to listen to because they give so much great advice. And summer safety advice is always one that we do every year. And so recommending some things like life jackets if you are at a lake, making sure all the kids wear life jackets is just so, so important because drownings happen so quickly and they're silent. Making sure that your kids are use sunscreen because burning happens quick. And in this age of Zika, we're all worried about the Zika virus. So I've talked before about using DEET and using good off protection for mosquitoes and good mosquito protection, and making sure you even spray your clothes if your kids are out in dusk and they're out playing around outside. And we want them to play outside. That's what it's all about. But pool safety, summer safety, and avoiding diseases at the pools is certainly so important. This is Melanie Cole. We've got a great show coming up. Stay well.